It is day one of the 2014 Virginia Film Festival. This is Sean McCord here in the Filmmakers Lounge on the downtown mall. And sitting across from me is Alex Raffala, who just mentioned to me he's a fourth-year student at UVA.
Yes, sir.
And you have a film, Farewell Old Stringy.
Yeah.
Which is screening as part of the short narrative film Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at PVCC. These are, four or five films, I guess, in this program. Tell us a little bit about Farewell Old Stringy, a little bit about the film itself, and tell us how you financed it.
Sure. Well, Farewell Old Stringy is a story about an old homeless man who recruits the help of two college-aged kids when his imaginary friend decides to commit suicide. The idea for it just kind of came about a year ago, and I think it was during finals week of my third year. I came up with this idea, and I started playing around with it. And then that summer, I believe it was June, a coworker of mine took his life.
Right.
Which had a massive impact on the story itself. It suddenly had more clarity and a reason to be in existence, I guess you'd say. And I kept trying to approach these questions or these bafflements I had in my head about why someone would do that. And ultimately, it became a confession of my ignorance. I don't understand as much as I would want to, and the film became a means of bringing this to the discussion. You know, mental health awareness is very important, and I think it needs to be talked about. But also, it's a really interesting, unique story that I wanted to tell. And as for funding, we got a couple grants from the university. I'm a Miller Arts Scholar, so I got two grants from them, about $5,000 from them, give or take. We funded through Kickstarter. We raised about $4,000 through Kickstarter. We received a grant from the University of Virginia Board for Undergraduate Excellence. They gave us $3,000. And just little tidbits here and there. And overall, we raised, I think the number is 13,365. It's over 13,000.
Nice.
Which is really impressive. I was blown away that we were capable of doing that. About 7,000 went to production. The rest of it is going to post-production, submitting to film festivals, stuff like that.
Sure. So we're talking to Alex Raffala. Your film is Farewell Old Stringy, which is part of the short narrative film screening Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at PVCC. Old Stringy is the imaginary friend.
It's the name of the imaginary friend, yeah.
Right. And you have some interesting actors in this.
Yes, we do. Two of them are very good friends of mine. Taylor Ballard is a childhood friend of mine. I like to say he was my first friend.
Mm-hmm.
I've known him since before I can remember, since I was in diapers. And we've grown up together and we did high school theater together. And he just seemed like a perfect fit. I remember talking to him that summer, pretty recently after the incident, and just telling him about this idea I had and how I had started writing, and he was all about it. And he said, yes, let's do this.
Nice.
Ian Lindsay is a friend I met here at the University of Virginia. He's incredibly talented. He's got this raw passion about him that worked very well with the character he played. And then Richard Warner is one of my professors in the drama department. He's in another short film, actually. He's in Waking Marshall Walker as well. And I couldn't be more thankful. I can't express the gratitude I have. He has this great philosophy that students learn by doing, and he will never turn down an opportunity to help a student do something. So when we approached him to play the part, he said, "Oh, absolutely, I'll play it."
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
You know, how did you get the gumption to sort of approach your teacher and say, "Would you like to be in this film of mine?"
Oh yeah.
But he had made it clear that.
Oh yes. He's a wonderful mentor. He's so interested in helping his students be the best they can, and he's so approachable, and he respects us as much as we respect him, and it was great to work with someone so professional.
Oh, that's terrific. And you shot it in and around
UVA, all in Charlottesville. Most of it was shot on the downtown mall or around. We shot
right outside the window.
Yeah, we shot at the Bluegrass Grill. We shot at the Water Street Parking Garage.
Yeah, that's at the photo right here. In the program, the top of the garage.
And then we were at a park, the name of which is escaping me at the moment, but not too far from here. I think those are the primary locations, yeah. And it was such a treat. I can't say how much of a privilege it is to debut it here at the Virginia Film Festival for my friends and family. And
yeah, so you got a whole bunch of people coming to the screening.
Oh yeah,
which is once again Sunday at 1:30 up at PVCC. We're talking to Alex Raffala about his film, Farewell Old String. It looks like your Farewell Old String is about 33 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's the longest one in the thing.
Barely a short, but I guess...
Barely, yeah. At 40 minutes, it's no longer a short.
It's no longer a short, yeah. That's right, yeah. But along with several other films, including, you mentioned Waking Marshall Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope to talk to some of these other filmmakers as well. But Alex, I appreciate you coming by.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
And I was one of your funders for this film.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. I do what I can to support the arts, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to all of it.
Thank you very
much. And for the rest of your career.
Oh, thank you. This is what I want to do. So hopefully, you know, it all pans out.
This is Sean McCord. I've been talking to Alex Raffala. Alex, we'll see you around.
Thank you very much.